The Fall of Jericho, by Faith Alone. Of all the cities in the ancient world, few capture the imagination quite like Jericho. Its name is synonymous with impenetrable walls and a miraculous, earth-shaking fall. The story of Jericho's destruction, as recounted in the Book of Joshua, is a foundational tale of faith, obedience, and divine intervention that has resonated for millennia. It is a narrative woven from towering fortifications, a prostitute's courage, the blast of trumpets, and the power of the Ark of the Covenant. The impenetrable city, located in the Jordan Valley, ancient Jericho was a formidable prize. Often called the City of Palm Trees, it was a lush oasis and a crucial strategic stronghold guarding the entrance to Canaan. Its most defining feature was its defense system, a massive double wall. The outer wall was approximately 6 feet thick, and the inner wall was even more robust, at about 12 feet thick, with a significant gap between them. Some archaeologists suggest these walls were built on a sloping stone revetment, making them virtually impossible to scale or breach with the military technology of the time. For the Israelite tribes, fresh from their desert wanderings, Jericho was not just a city, it was the first and greatest obstacle to claiming the land they believed was promised to them by God. The spies and the Savior. Rahab's act of faith. Before any military action, Joshua, the leader of the Israelites, sent two spies into the city. Their mission was perilous, and their presence was soon discovered. The king of Jericho ordered their capture, but they found an unlikely protector in Rahab, a woman who lived in a house built into the city wall. Rahab, despite being a Canaanite and a prostitute, had heard of the God of Israel and the miracles he had performed for his people. She recognized a power greater than Jericho's walls. Hiding the spies on her roof under stalks of flax, she boldly lied to the king's men, sending them on a false chase. In return for her family's safety, she secured a promise from the spies. When the Israelites attacked, she was to hang a scarlet cord from her window, and all within her house would be spared. Rahab's story is one of remarkable faith and pivotal courage, demonstrating that loyalty to the divine can transcend nationality and social standing. The divine strategy, a march of faith. The plan delivered to Joshua for conquering Jericho was unlike any military strategy before or since. There were no siege engines, no battering rams, and no scaling ladders. Instead, it was a ritual of faith. The Israelite army, led by seven priests blowing trumpets made of ram's horns, shofars, was to march around the city once a day for 6 days. The Ark of the Covenant, the sacred chest representing God's very presence among his people, was carried before them. The city watched, no doubt bewildered by this silent processional army. For 6 days, the routine was the same, a single silent march, broken only by the blast of the shofars. Then, on the seventh day, they rose at dawn and marched not once, but seven times. On the seventh circuit, as the priests blew a long, piercing blast on the trumpets, Joshua gave the command, "Shout, for the Lord has given you the city." The fall of the walls. What happened next is the climax of the story. As the people shouted with a great cry, the walls of Jericho crumbled. The Hebrew verb used suggests a collapse beneath itself. The mighty fortifications, the pride of the city, were reduced to rubble. The Israelite army charged straight into the city, overcoming a defense that had already been divinely dismantled. True to their oath, the two spies went to Rahab's house, marked by the scarlet cord, and brought her and her family to safety outside the camp of Israel. Jericho was then devoted to destruction, a practice known as harem, with its wealth consecrated to the Lord's treasury. The city was burned, and a curse was pronounced upon anyone who would dare to rebuild it, a curse famously fulfilled centuries later, during the reign of King Ahab. 1 Kings 16:34. History and faith. The archaeological debate. The historicity of the Battle of Jericho is a subject of intense debate among archaeologists. Excavations at the site, Tell es-Sultan, have revealed that Jericho is one of the oldest continuously inhabited cities in the world, with evidence of destruction layers. The most prominent destruction, featuring collapsed walls and widespread fire, is dated by some scholars to around 1550 BCE, which is earlier than the generally accepted timeline for Joshua, see 1400 to 1200 BCE. This has led many mainstream archaeologists to conclude that the city was already a ruin by the time the Israelites arrived. However, other scholars point to evidence of a smaller, fortified settlement at the site during the Late Bronze Age, and argue for a different chronology, that aligns the destruction more closely with the biblical narrative. For many people of faith, the story stands as a testament to God's power, regardless of archaeological interpretations. It serves as a powerful metaphor that the most insurmountable obstacles in life can be overcome not by human strength alone, but through faith and obedience. The echo of the trumpets. The fall of Jericho remains one of the most iconic stories in the Western world. It is a tale of the walls that confine us, whether they are made of stone, fear, or circumstance, and the faith required to see them fall. From the blare of the shofars to the quiet courage of Rahab. From the silent marches to the final triumphant shout, the story of Jericho endures as a timeless narrative of divine power intervening in human history, proving that no wall is too high when faith leads the way.